This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, Terry came to talk to you guys. Do you appreciate the fact that he did that to come to talk to the team? And what was his message to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think the message is something that we're going to keep internal and keep between the guys in this room. But yeah, I think it's important that we stick together through this, and I just think that it shows a lot that our owner cares to come out here and talk to us. So, but yeah, for the message, I think we're just going to keep that internal, and that's between the guys in this room.
You bounced between days off and trying to break the streak. When you look at it, how important was yesterday, even for a day that you don't practice, to have the owner come, the GM talk to you guys? Just how important a day was that for everybody in this room?
Yeah, it was important. I mean, we're all in this together. It's going to take everybody, and I think it just shows how much everyone cares. So there's no one in this room that's given up, and I think that starts from our owner showing that he's committed to us, and means a lot to everyone in this room that he's coming out here to speak to us personally.
How did players find out that the owner was coming here?
I think through our team.
What's the reaction when you learned that the owner is actually coming on the road to meet with the team?
Well, obviously, it's not too common that owners come out and talk to you as a team. So, I don't think really we knew what was coming until he stepped in the room and started speaking to us.
After the game, Lindy Ruff just basically said, "It's on me." He took total responsibility and said, "It's all on him." Do you look at it that? Wait a minute. There are more people here than just the head coach.
I mean, that's just it's a leader. Like, that's, everyone has to have the same mentality. It's just got to be everyone looking in the mirror. I think as soon as you start to point fingers and look for a solution elsewhere, look for someone else to do the job, someone else to fix the problem, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to the guys around you. And I think obviously he's been around the game for a long time and played and coached for a long time, and I think that's why he's been so successful, is because he looks in the mirror. And you know, it's nice of him to say that, but it's not on him. It's on the guys in this room, starting with myself. He can give us everything we need. He can lay out X's and O's, but he can't go out and compete on the ice like we can in this room. So at the end of the day, he can take ownership for it, but it's got to be the guys in this room that lace them up and go out and compete for one another. And like I said, that starts with me, and you know, trickles down through the team.
You guys had a couple streaks in previous years where you got pounded during a lot of games. Does that make this more difficult because you've scored first six of the last seven, you've had leads? I mean, you're in almost every one of these games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like really talking about previous seasons, those are over with. Can't do anything about them. And it's kind of the same thing with this, this skid we're on. They're over. You can't do anything about it. So you can just turn the page and move forward and try to grow and get better and become better as a team, become better as individuals, and try to dig yourself out of this thing. Or you can keep looking at it and let it negatively affect you and snowball. And I think in this room, we're just making a choice to put this behind us and move forward starting today. So
you get the start of most of these games. You start well. What is it going to take for this team to just finish a game, to get over that hump?
I think just being a little more calm, a little more composed when we have a lead. I think, I've said this before, it's tough when you have lost a few and you have a lead and they score. And I think we had a little too much panic in our game. And I think yesterday was a great day for us to kind of just reset and just kind of get our heads right and kind of realize that still a lot of games left and we can turn this around and we can just as easily go on a 10-game win streak. So we have the guys in this room to do it. We have all the tools. There's no reason why we can't do it the exact same way on the winning side. So starts today.
What do you think of a leadership transition last year with Kyle and this year with Asmus?
I think it's been great. I think when Oki was here, he was an unbelievable leader for us, an unbelievable captain. And I think he did an amazing job teaching a lot of the young guys how to be leaders. And Rass is one of those guys. Not that he needed really any tutelage. He's a natural-born leader. And I think he's done a great job taking over this team. And that's a guy everyone wants to work for. And I think when he speaks in the locker room, it holds a lot of weight. And he's been great for us.
What makes you still believe that your team can accomplish big things?
I mean, why wouldn't I believe we can accomplish big things? We're a good team. The record doesn't show that. And I know there's not a lot of belief on the outside of us doing anything meaningful, but that doesn't really matter. I think the guys in this room believe that. I believe it. Our coaches believe it. Our owner believes it. And that's really all that matters. I mean, all the outside noise and the doubt and the negativity, obviously, is things that it's just going to only impact us in a negative way. So I think if we believe in here, we can get something special going. It just starts one day at a time. I think you can't look too far ahead. I think that's got to be our mindset, is just to attack this day and be the best we can today and go from there.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.